Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired 2022 Annual Report, read by Council Volunteer Sarah Werbeckis. 70th Anniversary. Empowerment, Independence, Dignity. Photo. Image of the number 70 in Braille. Background image, the number 70. Mission. To promote the dignity and empowerment of the people of Wisconsin who live with vision loss through advocacy, education, and vision services. Values. Inclusivity. We actively seek and welcome diverse people, experiences, and perspectives. Uncompromising respect. We uphold the dignity and worth of all individuals and groups in how we treat each other, even in times of disagreement or conflict. Integrity. We say what we do and we do what we say, both within and outside of the organization, by applying the highest standards of ethics, honesty, and trustworthiness. 2022 Board of Directors. Executive Director, Denise Jess, Madison. Chair, Nick Sinrim, Milwaukee. Vice Chair, Rebecca Arrowood, Greenville. Secretary, Rhonda Stotts, La Crosse. Treasurer, Renee Peterson, Horicon. Nuruddin Dean Amusa, Stevens Point. Charles Chuck Fail, Berlin. Brent Goodman, Rhinelander. Chamomile Harrison, Madison. Karen Heeson, Janesville. Chip Kaufman, Middleton. Sharon Knopf, Madison. Melanie Ramey, Madison. Patty Slaby, Arcadia. Nat Tarnoff, Sun Prairie. Terry Young, Madison. Photo. Flashback. A staff member assisting a client using a video magnifier. Message from the Executive Director and the Board Chair. Photo. Image of Denise Jess. Photo. Image of Nick Sinrim. In 2022, the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired celebrated its 70th anniversary. Founded in 1952 by Wisconsinites living with blindness, the Council has a proud legacy of promoting the dignity and empowerment of people with vision loss, initially through legislative advocacy. 70 years later, our public policy efforts remain a key pillar in fulfilling our mission. During the year, we strengthened our relationships with legislators and state agency leaders and fostered collaborations with other disability and aging advocates. Through efforts like the Wisconsin Disability Vote Coalition and the Wisconsin Nine Driver Advisory Committee, we strive to ensure our community is heard by policymakers and to improve access to key services and activities like transportation and voting. The Council is pleased to serve as a leader in these critical advocacy endeavors. Early in our history, the Council began our free white cane program and opened the Sharper Vision store, adding vision services as our second pillar function. The ability to navigate our environment safely and confidently is key to living independent and successful lives for those with vision loss, and the white cane is a critical tool for safe travel. In 2022, the Council gave out over 400 white canes. Some recipients, including children, were getting their first cane, while others were receiving a replacement for an old, worn-out one. Additionally, we added Orientation and Mobility, or O&M, training to our menu of services. O&M is a vital skill set for navigating busy environments. Our store has grown from a small room with merchandise on pegboards to a busy brick-and-mortar shop in our current Madison building, along with a growing online presence. The purchasing experience is complemented with excellent customer care, providing consultation and training to enhance success in using these adaptive tools. Education is the Council's third pillar of service. In 2022, we continued our long tradition of education opportunities geared towards people with vision loss and their families to build understanding and confidence. We also work to educate Wisconsinites without vision loss to demystify and support. Some of our audiences included staff from the Wisconsin Correction System, building their awareness of the prison population who are blind or visually impaired. Tabling at events like Madison's Gospel Run to connect with communities where the incidence of vision loss is quite high, and our much-enjoyed Dining in the Dark experiences. The work of advocating for our community by working for greater inclusion, increased awareness, and more high-quality vision services is made possible by a dedicated board of directors, passionate and highly skilled staff, and strong relationships with our volunteers, partners, and donors. More than 50 of those donors have been giving to the council for the last half of the organization's lifetime. We are grateful that you've joined us for part of our 70-year journey to enhance the lives of those of us living with vision loss, and are excited for you to continue on this journey with us. Photo: signatures of Denise Jess, Executive Director, and Nick Sinrim, Board Chair. Vision Services. Expanding menu helps address growing gap in vision services. Photo: Education and Vision Services Director Amy Werf demonstrating a lighted digital magnifier to a client. 2022 was a banner year for the Council's Vision Services team and the clients they serve. We began offering new services, added a second low vision support group, and opened an on-site vision rehabilitation classroom at our Madison offices. We were just so excited to offer the new services and welcome the new clients, says Education and Vision Services Director Amy Werf. We offer the whole gamut now. I know the need is more than we can possibly provide for, but I also know we can now fill in more of those gaps. The gaps Amy refers to are the focus of an eye-opening 2022 report, Wisconsin Older Population and Vision Loss, compiled by The Ohio State University for the Vision Serve Alliance. Among the facts in this report, an estimated 4.2% of older people in Wisconsin report severe vision impairment or blindness. The report underscores the importance of ensuring that people across the state have access to the full range of vision services. One new service option at the council is orientation and mobility, or O&M, training. O&M provides skills for getting around independently. That could be anything from white cane skills to get to a baseball game across town to moving smoothly from the basement to the second story in one's own home. Amy says offering O&M is particularly significant as the need far outpaces the number of qualified, certified instructors. To help with that need, Brent Przenka, who was already serving the council as a certified vision rehabilitation therapist, added O&M certification to his list of credentials in 2022. After completing his academic coursework in O&M, Brent finished his training during the summer with over 600 hours of work in an internship at the Blind Rehabilitation Center at Edward Hines Jr. VA Hospital in Chicago. Brett speaks passionately about the importance of O&M skills in maintaining independence. Without these skills, they'd be relying on other people all the time and compromising their own personal safety, he says. Braille instruction, taught by certified vision rehabilitation therapist Rachel Pervoni, is another new addition to the Council's Vision Services menu. Rachel was in elementary school when she started learning Braille. She emphasized that even very basic Braille skills can improve one's quality of life, assisting with such daily activities as reading elevator buttons, room signs, and labels on kitchen items. Amy says, Rachel has great ideas for practical uses of Braille. Much of Rachel's Braille instruction takes place in the Council's new on-site vision rehabilitation classroom, created with the help of a generous gift from an anonymous donor. Rachel also uses the classroom to work with clients to build adaptive skills for accomplishing daily living tasks. Having the option to work with clients here at the council has made a huge difference for both of us and for the people we're serving, Rachel says. The idea for the council's new college and working age low vision support group came from members of the council's original group, which is now called Trailblazers. We listened to younger members of the support group from around the state who said they'd be more comfortable in a smaller group more tailored to their needs, people in college or early in their career tracks, Amy says. The new group also meets outside of business hours to better accommodate members' work or school schedules. Both support groups are a valuable opportunity to be heard by people experiencing similar challenges and share ideas and tips for everyday living. As the need for vision services continues to grow, the council is pleased to continue expanding its capacity to provide the services Wisconsinites living with vision loss can benefit from. You can learn more about the full range of vision services offered by the council at wcblind.org/vision-services. Quote box. The need is more than we can possibly provide for, but we continue to build our capacity to fill more of the gaps. Amy Werf, Education and Vision Services Director. Photo. Flashback. Staff with an early model video magnifier. Advocacy. Personal stories plus data equals effective advocacy. Image. Executive Director Denise Jess speaking at a press event in Madison about voting rights. For years, one of the biggest obstacles we faced in our advocacy work was a lack of reliable data about vision loss in Wisconsin. That obstacle was removed in 2022 with the publication of a new report by the VisionServe Alliance, written by researchers at the Ohio State University College of Optometry. Wisconsin's Older Population and Vision Loss, a Briefing, is the first ever study to examine health and quality of life at the state level among older Wisconsinites with vision loss. The report also provides county-level estimates of blindness and low vision among older Wisconsinites. This research was an extremely valuable tool in our 2022 advocacy work. It also helped strengthen collaboration among partner organizations that share our advocacy goals, such as Vision Forward. Personal stories give policymakers concrete examples of our concerns, while data gives them the big picture, says Council Executive Director Denise Jess. Analytics, like the number of people impacted, which groups are disproportionately affected, and how the group is doing compared to their peers, and what the costs to society are when issues are not addressed, are powerful points of advocacy. These data tools were particularly useful as we prepared to communicate our 2023-25 biennial state budget priorities to the governor and legislators. The report confirmed what we'd long been observing. A few of the baseline facts. An estimated 4.2% of older people in Wisconsin report severe vision impairment or blindness. Women, who comprise 59% of the older population, are more likely than men to experience vision impairment. African Americans report much higher prevalence of vision impairments than their white peers. Vision impairment among people 65 and older varies widely across Wisconsin counties, from 3% to 13%. The report goes on to focus on the impact of these facts. It notes that economic well-being is a key social determinant of health, and that lower socioeconomic status has been shown to represent a substantial barrier to access to care for those with vision loss. Older people with vision impairment have lower levels of education and are poorer than older people without vision loss. 40% of older people with vision impairment have not graduated from high school, and 30% have annual incomes below $20,000. Older people with vision impairment report higher prevalence of chronic conditions, particularly stroke, arthritis, diabetes, kidney disease, and depression. Not surprisingly, 55% of older people with vision impairment in Wisconsin report fair or poor health, compared to 20% of older people without vision impairment. 37% of older people with vision impairment report 14 or more days of poor physical health in the past 30 days, compared to 13% of those without vision impairment. 13% of people with vision impairment report 14 or more days of poor mental health in the past 30 days, compared to 6% of those without vision loss. These statistics will continue to provide a foundation to advocate for, among other things, greater access to vision services, better accessible transportation options, and more affordable healthcare coverage. This data, in tandem with a personal story, makes for a powerful advocacy combination, Denise says. Putting those pieces together is the most effective way to get the attention of policymakers. Quote box. Personal stories give policymakers concrete examples of our concerns, while data gives them the big picture. Photo. Flashback. The Council's old offices at 354 West Main Street in Madison. Education. Delivering our message to more key groups. Photo. Blindfolded diners enjoying their entree at a Dining in the Dark event. The Council's education work took on both traditional and new forms during the past year. Executive Director Denise Jess says, education is the doorway to vision services, and that has never been more apparent than in 2022. As in years past, the Council's vision services team continued to support clients in understanding and adapting to their vision loss, knowing what to expect, learning new skills and strategies, and understanding that they're not alone in their journey. But it was also a year of evolution. That shift included engaging in more outreach to key groups of sighted people than in the past. When I first came to the Council, direct outreach with constituents with vision loss was the primary way that education was done, says Denise. We now have this whole other population of people who don't have vision loss who are interacting with us. They may be acting on beliefs about vision loss that are not accurate. Denise points to a recent national survey that showed a large section of Americans would prefer a cancer diagnosis to having a disability. I've had vision loss my whole life, and people have treated me like I'm not smart or like I'm a child, she says. And then I see surveys like that one, and it brings home why we need to open the path for people to better understand our experience and our lives. Education leads to less unintentional pain directed towards our folks. To that end, we worked in 2022 to open the hearts and minds of people who do not have vision loss, and to find common ground to build this approach. The Council is strategic about this, and one strategy is to develop new partnerships and strengthen existing ones. The Make Way for Pedestrians webinar was a good example. Co-sponsored by the Council, 1,000 Friends of Wisconsin, and the Sierra Club Wisconsin chapter, the event educated attendees on how to evaluate their local pedestrian networks and effectively advocate for better sidewalks, crosswalks, curb cuts, and more. The idea is that we are all pedestrians, so walkable communities benefit both people with vision loss and those without it. When White Cane Safety Day rolled around in October, the Council took the opportunity to expand our message from a narrow white cane law focus to a broader pedestrian safety agenda. Voting rights was another key education topic. Two webinars, Empowering the Disability Vote, and an interactive session on voting rights, were presented by the Council in collaboration with the League of Women Voters of Milwaukee County and the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin and the Disability Vote Coalition. There is so much commonality out there, Denise says, about these partnerships. Why not join together to better elevate our message? The Council continued its ongoing annual education programming in 2022 as well. The Springtime Birding by Ear event, presented in partnership with Madison Audubon Society, takes participants, both sighted and with vision loss, into nature to learn to identify birds by sound rather than sight. The council staffed tables and distributed educational materials at events like the Disability Pride Festival in Madison and the Madison Gospel Walk/Run and Health Fair. People around the state picked up valuable tips on accessing information through classes taught by Access Technology Specialist Jim Denham. Jim's November Access Technology class, for example, walks students through the latest iPhone and iPad operating systems. 2022 marked the return of Dining in the Dark, a culinary experience in which blindfolded diners experience a meal focusing on senses rather than sight. There were two Dining in the Dark events in June 2022, at Bistro and Barley in Reedsburg and at Four Winds Farm in Fitchburg. Both events sold out well in advance. Gallery Night in November was a wonderful celebration of art created by individuals with vision loss. We were honored to showcase the work of 8 artists from across Wisconsin working in a range of media, including acrylic and watercolor paint, pen and ink drawing, digital illustration, and woodworking. The event was another opportunity, Denise noted, to help people see that we're just people too, and just like the rest of the population, some of us are artists. These open-to-the-public events widen the council's educational scope and create opportunities to normalize vision loss. We like to do things that disrupt the expected, Denise says. With events like Gallery Night and Dining in the Dark, you never know who will come in the door. Quote box. We need to open the path for people to better understand our experience and our lives. Education leads to less unintentional pain directed towards our folks. Denise Jess, Executive Director. Photo. Flashback. Council members staffing an event exhibit table. Donors. Thank you to our generous donors. Find a complete list on our website at wcblind.org/donate/donors. Friends of the Council who gave $500 or more in 2022. Carol Adams. Anonymous. Mike and Susan Archer. Thomas and Martha Beach. Priscilla and Anthony Bedell. Bistro and Barley. Berlin Lions Club. Computer and Networking Solutions. Ernest Conrath. Raquel Fremelt. Gerald and Betty Fuller. Sean Gifford. Mary Gill. Nona Graves and Dennis Amedin. Greenville Lioness Lions Club. John and Diane Herman. Loretta Himmelsbach. Robert Holloway. Kay Hutchison. Nancy Hudson. Denise Jess and Janie Kester. Peter Kaufman. Joan Klebs. Marilyn Klongland and Joanne Klongland. Candace Kane. La Crosse Lions Club. John and Terry Ladwig. Lake Wisconsin Lions Club. Mary Lawless. Marvin Levy. Barbara Lockwood. Lamira Lions Club. Catherine Lyall. Middleton Lions Club. Gail Morton and Mark Rooney. David Mueller. Neshkoro Lions Club. Okauchi Lions Club. Paleo Mama Bakery. Anonymous. Gerald Ring. James Roberts. Jeffrey and Christine Rushton. Tracy Schoenrock. Patricia A. Schroeder. Brooke Soldvay and David Nelson. Anne and Richard Spalding. Karen Steffen. Kimberly Steppen, MD. Catherine and George Tassar. Gloria Turgeson. Vignette Dining Club. Anonymous. Dan and Gina Werbeckis. Lori and Mark Werbeckis. Donald Whitman. Margaret Williams. Jeffrey and Nancy Williamson. Barbara Winter. Terry Young, MD. John and Rosalind Zeltins. Foundations, organizations, and businesses supported our mission with donations, grants, sponsorships, and matching gifts. Anonymous. Alliant Energy Foundation. Amazon Smile Foundation. Associated Bank. Bistro and Barley. Berlin Lions Club. Burnham Wood Lions Club. Frank G. and Frida K. Broats Family Foundation. Community Shares of Wisconsin. Computer and Networking Solutions. Craft Optics LLC. Destination Madison. Emanation Graphics. Fidelity Charitable Gift Fund. Stephen and Gloria Carlson. Mary and Bruce Fay Fund. Bertha Lagore. Joy Newman. Doug and Clara Salmon Foundation. FM Global Foundation. Fort Atkinson Lions Club. Howard Frankenthal Family Foundation. Greater Milwaukee Foundation. Carl and Alma S. Grealich Fund. William R. and Lois J. Phillips Fund. Greenville Lioness Lions Club. Heartland Credit Union. Horicon Lions Club. Industries for the Blind and Visually Impaired. Inspiration Foundation. Anonymous. Claremont Jackman Foundation. Herb Cold Philanthropies. La Crosse Lions Club. Lake Wisconsin Lions Club. Lancaster Lions Club. Liberty Mutual Foundation. Lions Club of Beaver Dam. Lamira Lions Club. Loyal Lions Club. Madison Community Foundation. Melanie G. Ramey Charitable Fund. Madison Gas and Electric Foundation. Madison Investments Foundation. Mattingly Low Vision. McFarland Lioness/Lions Club. McFarland Lions Club Foundation. Middleton Lions Club. Neshkoro Lions Club. NewGen. Newton Lions Club. Notre Dame Academy. Okauchee Lions Club. Anonymous. Osceola Family Eye Care. Oshkosh Area Community Foundation. Park Bank Center. PayPal Giving Fund. Plymouth Lions Club. Princeton Lions Club. Racine Community Foundation. John and Gladys Franco Fund. Sargento Foods. Schwab Charitable. David and Carrie Rancourt. Somerset Lions Club. Sub-Zero Wolf Foundation. Thrivent Financial. Town of Blackbrook. Town of Sheboygan Lions Club. UW Credit Union. UW Health. Vignette Dining Club. The Vogel Foundation. Anonymous. Waukesha County Community Foundation, William and Michelle Holcomb. Wenthy Davison Engineering Company. We gratefully acknowledge bequests from Harold Mayer, Norman K. Bailey, Florence Priest, Norman and Irene Volk, and Freeland Family Trust. White Cane Circle members made monthly gifts. Martha Abrams, Narodine Amusa, Mike and Susan Archer, Stephen and Susan Badeau, Claire Box, Henrietta de la Garza, Claire Dick, James Evans, James and Karen Fletcher, Susan Gentry, Sean Gifford, Brent Goodman, Rosemary Goodrich, Nona Graves and Dennis Amedon, Maria Heidi, Denise Jess, Scott and Brenda Johnson, Rajneesh, Arvinder, and Avanish Kapoor, Candace Kane, Constance Malak, Carmela Mofta, Eva Perenica, Chris Richmond, James Roberts, Patricia Schroeder, Patty Slaby, Margaret Summers, Rhonda Stotts, Karen Steffen, Nat Tarnoff, Victor Tone, James Tormey, Eunice Wagner, Lori and Mark Warbeckis, Donald Whitman, John and Rosalind Zeltins. Photo. Flashback. The storeroom in an earlier vision of the Sharper Vision store. Graphic showing selected donor statistics. 1,376 gifts from 27 states and 59 Wisconsin counties. 186 new donors. 40 monthly donors. 2022 by the numbers. Advocacy. Advocated on healthcare, transportation, employment, education, civil rights, and accessible voting with state legislator, 3 cabinet-level state agencies, Wisconsin Elections Commission, Governor's Office, and local governments. Education. 87 presentations reaching 3,998 participants. Topics included transportation, access technology, and adapting to changing vision. Vision services. 129 vision rehabilitation visits. 255 access technology appointments. 123 low vision evaluation visits. 139 phone consultations. 20 orientation and mobility visits from October to December. Sharper Vision Store. 1,517 customers from 65 counties. White canes. 438 canes provided to clients in 48 counties. 32 communities and the state of Wisconsin issued White Cane Safety Day proclamations. Financials. 2022 revenue. Contributions. $400,276. Good job, Mom. Bequests. $150,392. Store sales. $203,359. Vision services. $14,400. Rent. $14,600. Investments. -$1,353,456. Miscellaneous. $4,552. Total revenue. -$565,877. 2022 expenses. Community education, $357,307. Low vision, $670,339. Fund development, $156,274. Management and general, $249,844. Total expenses, $1,433,764. Note on financials. Like many organizations, we experienced substantial investment losses in 2022, resulting in negative revenue and an operating deficit for the year. Recognizing that market fluctuations are inevitable, the Council maintains ample reserves to insulate us from this uncertainty to the degree possible. Consequently, there was no significant impact on our ability to conduct operations as planned in 2022. Staff. Photo. Images of staff members. Jackson Baker, Mitch Bray, Heather Bugs, Kathleen Collin, Jim Denham, Bob Jacobson, Denise Jess, Rachel Pavoni, Brent Prezenka, Debbie Rasmussen, Judith Rasmussen, Greg Schmidt, Lori Werbeckis, Amy Werf. Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired, 754 Williamson Street, Madison, Wisconsin, 53703. 800-783-5213. info@wcblind.org. wcblind.org. The Council is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that relies on donations to fund our operations. Visit wcblind.org/donate. This has been Council Volunteer Sarah Werbeckis reading the 2022 Annual Report.